Part 2. The Bad News.
Now we have to think about the bad news. As we read at the beginning of his book, the King of the universe created man in his own image and likeness. He made humans for his glory. People would be his special treasure, close friends and holy citizens in his kingdom of light. But first, there must be a time of testing. The Lord gave Adam a small test with big consequences. God told him that he was free to eat from all the trees of the garden except one. What did God say would happen to Adam if he broke this one rule? Did God tell Adam that he must begin to recite prayers, maybe make some prayer beads, fast, or do enough good deeds to balance out his bad deeds? Interestingly, a lot of people think that way today, don't they? That if my good outweighs my bad, then God will forgive me. And yet no earthly court uses that system. If someone's committed a crime, they're judged for the crime. The judge doesn't ask, have you done more good than bad? So this is a system that simply is not found in Holy Scripture. What God said was, when you eat of it, you will surely die. We know what happened. Man chose to disobey his creator king. And in that moment, there was a change. He became a sinner. But did they drop dead that day? No. So what did God mean when he said, when you eat of it, you will surely die? What, according to scriptures, is the meaning of death? We can illustrate it like this. I can break a branch off a tree, and I ask you, is that branch dead or alive? What would you say? It might look alive, but you know it is dead because it has been separated from its source of life. Death means separation. This is bad news. When Adam and Eve chose to go their own way, instead of God's way, they lost their connection with God, like a branch cut from a tree. Their relationship with God was dead. They no longer wanted to be with him. They tried to hide. Adam and Eve were dead spiritually. In the book of Isaiah, we read this from God. Your sins have cut you off from God. Because of your sin, he has turned away and will not listen anymore. Adam and Eve began to die physically that day. Even as the leaves on a broken branch do not dry up instantly, so their bodies do not return to dust the day they sinned. But the aging process had begun. Death was an enemy from which they would not escape. But the bad news gets worse. Unless God provided rescue, Adam and Eve faced eternal separation from God in the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. That's what the scripture says. Some people mock the idea of hell, a lake of fire where souls contaminated by sin will be quarantined for all eternity. But is it wise to mock what we do not understand? As humans, we cannot grasp the concept of eternity. It is another dimension. People also mocked the prophet Noah as he built the ark and warned them of the coming flood. But once the door of the ark was closed and the flood came, they understood the truth they had mocked. In a similar way, the moment people enter hell, they will understand its solemn logic. The scripture says that they will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power. The king will not allow sin to pollute his universe forever. Sin is the most destructive force and far-reaching disaster on our planet. Sin is the cause of all evil, like a contagious disease. Adam's sin has infected us all, just as every twig and leaf on the branch is affected. So we are all affected by Adam's sin. When Adam sinned, the scripture says, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned. Back in the prophet Moses' day, people had the same wrong idea that people have today, this one. They hoped that if they did more good than bad, God would show them mercy on the day of judgment. to correct their wrong thinking, God came down on Mount Sinai in blazing fire and gave the people 10 commands to obey. Everyone who did not keep all 10 rules perfectly was declared guilty and worthy of death. The 10 commandments are a lot like a mirror. Now, if my face is dirty, a mirror helps me see the dirt, but it cannot remove the dirt. In a similar way, the commandments were not given to make us right with God. Instead, they show us that we are guilty sinners before a holy God. We are unfit to live in His righteous kingdom. We are helpless sinners in need of a perfect Savior. The scripture says, "For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard." The bad news is that we do not measure up to God's perfect standard of goodness. The good news is that there is one person in history who did. His name is Jesus.